Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
There's trouble in Valhalla. The guitar gods are trembling. An interloper has appeared, and his name is Skrillex? This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer, and today on the show, Spin Magazine's list of new guitar heroes ignites controversy, in part because they've included a guy who doesn't even play the guitar. But don't worry, we have some live guitars in our studio later on when the Spinto Band plays live. But let's begin with Spin's list of 100 greatest guitarists of all time. The list kicks off at number 100 with Skrillex, the Grammy-winning dubstep producer who also recently made Forbes magazine's list of 30 under 30. Now that's a crowd the multimillionaire settles nicely in, but a list of guitarists? Well, there are plenty more surprises on Spin's list. Not just who's on, but who was left off. No Jimi Hendrix, no Eric Clapton. So we turn to Spin's senior editor, Christopher Weingarten, to explain himself. Chris, welcome back.
Oh, thanks for having me. Always a treat.
What have you done?
I'd like to thank you so much for inviting me out here and feeding me to the wolves. I really appreciate it.
We'll be taking calls and comments shortly. But first, you know, this list is all kinds of wrong. But I like it.
I appreciate that so
much. I like the thought. What was the thought behind it?
You know, the thought was that, you know, the way we've been talking about, you know, the guitar for the last 50 years plus, you know, is rooted in, you know, these ideas of blues solos and triumphant riffing, and, you know, there's this canonical approach to it. And, you know, Spin from day one has been an alternative magazine, you know, so... You know, growing up listening to alternative and underground music, you know, I can say that listening to Reese Chatham play one note for 30 minutes is going to emotionally affect me more than listening to Eric Clapton totally wail on a solo.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so, you know, the list is kind of, you know, moving the barricades a little bit, you know, resetting the bar.
A little bit? You start at number 100 with Skrillex, and you guys admit... As far as we know, I'm quoting here, as far as we know, our asymmetrically coiffed party pal has never held a guitar in his life. What is he doing on a list of 100 greatest guitarists?
The music that he produces right now is the most primal, visceral feeling that you get from hearing a Johnny Ramone record in, you know, 1977. Like, this is the new generation's way of hearing riffs. And mm-hmm. although, you know, they're electronic and you know, made from samplers and computers and headphones instead of something you strap around your neck, you know, it gives the exact same feeling. And he's pushing those boundaries, you know, of volume, of bass. He's hitting these insane levels on the spectrum that a guitar can't reach. You know, he's pushing the limits.
Because he's not playing a guitar.
But, it, you know, it makes me feel like he's playing a guitar. You know, you headbang along and you...
As if to prove your point, there are, if you go on YouTube, there are just hundreds of guitarists doing covers of Skrillex songs.
Absolutely.
Including the one we were just hearing, Scary Monsters and Nice Sprites, covered by this guitarist, Pin Pinnell.
I'm
that is sort of a guitar-centric remake of the Skrillex hit Scary Monsters and Nice Sprites by the band Pimpinel. 5 million views on YouTube, so somebody agrees with you, Chris.
You know, the reason this guy is connecting right now, the reason he's playing to 80 zillion people in the deserts of Coachella is because he's connecting with people who have grown up with hearing guitars on the radio. And this is electronic music that, you know, feels like someone is shredding along. You know, dude has a history of being in these, you know, these emo core bands in the early part of the decade. And he, you know, translate those melodies into something, you know, deeply bowel resonating.
Chris Weingarten is senior editor at Spin Magazine. The list of the 100 greatest guitarists of all time is on our webpage. It's wnyc.org/soundcheck. It wasn't actually in the magazine. It was an internet list.
Yeah, it's on our webpage.
Right. which is actually what our link will take you to.
I love it.
So it wasn't just you. It was you and, you know, a lot of the staff.
Absolutely.
There
the entire staff contributed, yes.
So with all of these people coming into it, was there a sort of like a tacit or a stated agreement? No Hendrix, no Clapton, no Jeff Beck, no Duane Allman, or was everyone just sort of thinking the same lines as you?
It was definitely stated up front. Like, it definitely was something that we had realized from jump that, you know, this, you know, cannot be like the 700 other guitar lists that exist and are freely, you know, in the ether right now that you can look up right now. You know, the world doesn't need another guitar list canonizing Jimi Hendrix.
Right.
You know, this is for a younger generation. It's for, you know.
But even a younger generation. I mean, can you have a list of 100 greatest guitarists that doesn't have Hendrix on it?
Put
aside the shredding. The guy could play really, you know, emotive music on the
Absolutely.
Guitar.
Like, you know, I'm not dissing Jimi Hendrix, obviously.
But you are dissing Jimi Hendrix. You did a list of 100 guitarists, and you're not on it.
If Jimi Hendrix is upset with me, may he come into the studio right now and fight me. But seriously, like, you know, the important word in Spin's 100 Greatest Guitarists isn't guitarist, it's spin. It's, you know, it's our worldview. It's our worldview as people who have grown up on alternative and underground and punk rock music. You know, growing up in, you know, watching, you know, Kurt Cobain rise in the 90s, like, Jimi Hendrix was totally kind of crass and square.
JT from Long Island leaves this comment. This list should really be called, here are 100 guitarists and one DJ some of us at Spin really like and we think you should check out.
You know, to be fair, there's two DJs on the list because Mr. Jam Master
we'll get to Jam Master J. But is JT right? Has he pretty much hit the nail on the head here?
You know,
this is what you guys at Spin really like and want us to check out.
In a way, he's right. Mm-hmm. In another way, like, we really did put a lot of thought into, you know, the type of influence that these people have on, you know, showing the ladder to the bands that followed, the generations and mini generations and, you know, things you get passed down from your older brother. And, you know, there was a lot of thought into making sure these people work into a timeline.
Right. Now, we talked about number 100, Skrillex. At number one, at the other end, the very top, you don't have one guitarist. You have a pair. You have Thurston Moore and Lee Rinaldo from the band Sonic Youth. What was the idea behind having it? It's not like they're tied. They're in as a single unit, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Because you listen to, you know, Sonic Youth records, and you can certainly pick apart what they do. You know, they both do very distinctive things. But, you know, the way they interact with each other is, you know, probably one of the most important, you know, dueling reaction in the history of alternative music.
Here's a little bit from the 1987 album Sister by Sonic Youth.
And we can talk about it.
Sonic Youth with the song Schizophrenia from their 1987 record Sister, featuring the dueling guitars of Thurston Moore and Lee Rinaldo. You could, I guess, if you wanted to break it down this way, Lee, the melodic one, Thurston, the noise guy, but they sort of switched roles. But the two of them together, Chris Weingarten, at the top of Spin Magazine's list, number one.
You know, absolutely. And, you know, it's because we're praising things like texture, we're praising things like, you know, the idea of leaving on an imperfection so it makes it more human. You know, we're leaving, you know, we're praising the idea of having a rack of things that are tuned weird and you can jam a drumstick in and have, mm-hmm. you know, an army of...
It also seems you're going for guitar playing that hits the gut as opposed to the head, where you think, wow, that was really an intricate run up the scale, and it was done very fast. And
yeah, we want more, you know, this affects me personally and emotionally.
Okay. Soundcheck listeners, who's your unsung guitar hero? There is the kind of standard, you know, Rolling Stone list, 100 greatest guitarists. There's this alternative list from Spin, which you can find the link to on our webpage, wnyc.org/soundcheck. Who deserves to be on the list of the greatest guitarists of all time? Leave your comment on our webpage, wnyc.org/soundcheck, or call us, 212-433-WNYC, 433-9692. I'm going to read a comment from Jerry from Queens. This is my brother Jerry, who comments, as over the years has commented. One of the things we like about Jerry is he makes assumptions, and they're almost always wrong. So let me read you Jerry's comment from our webpage. I haven't seen the list yet. I will assume Hendrix, Page, Van Halen, Gilmour, and Slash may all have made the top 10. Are any of them on the list at all?
They were 101 through 106. Yeah, that's how we just missed them.
All right, but to go on. However, Prince seems to be completely underrated. Listening to him play on My Guitar Gently Weeps is mind-blowing. Prince belongs with the all-time guitar greats.
Of course. You know, Prince is in our top 10. And, you know, when... You know, he's been completely absent on other guitar lists, which is a huge, huge oversight. You know, his guitar playing, you know, is one of the few kind of virtuosic, you know, mm-hmm. guitar players that...
And the fact that the guy can play other people's music, his own music, and virtually any other instrument is
absolutely
pretty amazing. All right, so Prince makes the Spin list of 100 greatest guitarists of all time. I said it was sort of a group... You know, project. You, Chris, though, have some faves on this list.
Absolutely.
Including the late, great Dee Boon.
Dee Boon is one of the greatest
guitar... From the Minutemen.
One of the greatest guitar players who ever lived. And
why?
You know, they were ostensibly a punk rock band. But, you know, dude spent, you know, more time listening to, you know, old country records and jazz records and, you know... The way that they blended, you know, his guitar playing blended things like Albert Eiler and, you know, the Ohio
free
players.
Free jazz of the 60s.
Yeah, you know,
funk of the 70s.
Funk of the 70s yeah. and you know, into this weird gel, usually in a minute or less. And you can
right.
you can hear his, like, this trebly whine trying to run through the history of modern music.
This is Dee Boon and the Minutemen in action from 1984. Minutemen, and a song whose title I will say on the radio as S-Word from an Old Notebook.
You know, you can listen to that, and you hear shades of Ornette Coleman, and you hear shades of Funkadelic, and these dudes were playing with Black Flag.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's a beautiful way to...
Guitarist Dee Boon, at number 19 on Spin's list of 100 greatest guitarists of all time. Lots of calls on the line, many comments coming in on the website. Joel Myers in the control room. What you got, Joel?
Well, John, a lot of outrage is what I have for you. There are lots of words I can't read on the radio that are being flown around. Things like alternative list or hipster, or things like that. So lots of outrage going on the SoundCheck page.
You guys tell me if I look like a hipster.
No comment. So Chris from New York posted this comment. What? No Chris Whitley? If anyone galvanized the traditions of blues rock and finding new ground, it was this guy. Here's what Dale from Brooklyn, New York had to write. Where is Buckethead? How could he not be on a list of alternative guitar players? And finally, we got a comment from someone we haven't heard from in a while, John. Dark Symbolist likes what Dark Symbolist hears. Dark Symbolist wrote, I welcome this list. Finally, some recognition of other great guitarists aside from the same old tired usual suspects.
There are some interesting names on the list, which we can talk about in just a moment, but we need to take a quick break. And we'll go out with number 33 on the list. You guys are clearly not afraid of chart toppers because this is Jack Black. Jack White. Jack Black?
Hell of a guitar player himself.
Yeah. But this is Jack White, formerly of White Stripes, and now his solo album Blunderbuss. He's at number 33 on Spin's list of 100 greatest guitarists.
I thought she left a note, just a tag on the pillow there. And then I noticed there's a rag next to my ear. The clock was ringing, but it wasn't nothing that I could hear. All right.
In a moment, we continue our conversation about Spin Magazine's controversial new list of 100 greatest guitarists of all time, more of your calls and comments. And then later, Chris and I are sitting here in a room full of electric guitars. They will get put to use later on the program when the Spinto Band plays live. This is Soundcheck.
Leaks through the chains, onto
This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer. More now with Spin Magazine senior editor Chris Weingarten and their list of 100 greatest guitarists of all time, which has gotten some fans' blood boiling. In the background is an artist who ranks at number 78, the guitarist Vernon Reid of the band Living Color. Spin's list says of this song, surely the first free jazz guitar break to make it into regular rotation on MTV. The song is Cult of Personality, and Chris, is that part of why people get so irate when their guitar hero does not make a list? We have this kind of cult of personal worship of these guitar gods?
Oh, absolutely. You know, there's this mythology around the guitar that this, you know, it's this weapon and this, you know, this... you know, almost sexual extension. Mm-hmm. And you know, it you know, people have been mythologizing this, you know, instrument for time immemorial.
And, well, and people for the last 50 years, for sure.
You know, people get very, very sensitive when you try to, you know, talk about history in a different way.
Well, let's get some of our listeners' voices. We've heard some of their comments. Rick is on the line with us from Englewood, New Jersey. Rick, what do you think of Spin's list?
I think it's Spin ego, and I think Spin is very appropriate because at the top of the list, I don't see names like John McLaughlin, Steve Vai, Joe Satriani, people who are not only technically proficient but totally innovative. And your number one pick is, and don't get me wrong, it's not my genre of music, but it's noise. And I'm not a great guitarist, but I can play that kind of music myself. And it doesn't show greatness. It just shows perhaps a different type of insight, but it's not talent. And you've skipped over the people that are truly talented, and that's a shame.
All right, so you're mentioning people like Steve Vai, Joe Satriani, John McLaughlin. I mean... Those are names that are they're the usual suspects when you talk
those
about
guys,
a list.
Those guys are all excellent technically proficient guitar players by any measure. You know, you put Steve Vai and Thurston Moore in a room and tell someone to play, you know, something Mixolydian mode.
Right,
and,
right. Give me a Mixolydian mode on E flat major and do it in like triple time.
Yeah,
one of them will be able to do it.
Absolutely, you know. But you know what he said, like, you know, I could do that. You know, I think that's what makes Thurston Moore beautiful is that you could do that. You know, that's what makes it feel human to me. That you know, if I felt like making that type of music, I could, you know, do it a lot easier than being Steve Vai. Like, that hits me on a stronger emotional level than listening to some dude like furiously finger tap up and down the neck.
All right, let's listen to Claire. She's on the line with us from Brooklyn. Claire, who's your unsung guitar hero?
Mary Timoney, without a doubt. She is such a badass. She can play jazz, she can play classical, she can do Satriani guitar riffs. She's an innovator. I was delighted to hear that Carrie Brownstein's on the list, but I just want to add that Mary Timoney is very well matched with Carrie and their band Wild Flag. And I think Mary doesn't get recognized enough for her amazing talent on the guitar. I think her songwriting skills are also really great, and that's usually what she's recognized for. But just wanted to put a plug in there for her.
All right, Mary. Mary was here. I mean, Wild Flag was playing here in the studio last year on Soundcheck, and Mary was also in an earlier band called Helium. There are actually a number of women on the Spin list.
Of course.
Including Annie Clark, who records as St. Vincent. PJ Harvey, who these days we think of more as, you know, singer-songwriter than guitarist. She's at number 27, ranked pretty highly.
Absolutely.
Why?
You know, PJ Harvey's early records had this, you know, really, you know, intense kind of raw attack towards the blues. And it sort of, you know, took blues guitar and ripped it from the inside out and made it this, you know, almost, you know, violent, dissonant soul purge in a way. You know, and a
compliment, actually, to the lyrics, which, you know, you could describe in pretty much the same way. This is PJ Harvey from 1993 and the song Rid of Me. There are no flashy runs here. She's not working up and down the scale, but she draws you in with the simplest trick. You know, you're at the edge of your seat. What is she saying? What is she playing? And then suddenly that change of dynamics, and you're basically being hit over the head with the electric guitar, as well as PJ Harvey's voice. The song Rid of Me. PJ Harvey is at number 27 on Spin's list of 100 greatest guitarists of all time. Guy from Brooklyn wrote in and wants to know if any of you who put this list together are also guitarists.
I would say there's absolutely some guitarists in the office, although I've never heard them actually play.
Okay.
Actually,
what about you?
Our associate editor does a really good version of Pearl Jam's Daughter, which I heard, which is very nice.
Mm-hmm.
I'm actually a drummer. So, you know, feel free to bring the knives out for that one, folks.
Mike is on the line with us from Detroit. Mike, who's your unsung guitar hero?
Buzzo from the Melvins.
My man right there. What's up.
Is Buzzo on the list?
Absolutely. Absolutely, Buzzo's on the list.
Mike, why does Buzzo...
What number did he make?
I think he's like number 29 or 30.
Oh, amen, brother, amen.
The man right there.
Number 30. Can you checking. It's number 30.
Can you stay on for the rest of the show?
Yes, I can, actually. The guy influenced more bands and guitar players and just the sludge stoner sound than anyone will ever do in music.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. Completely unsung. You can hear his, you know, his influence in bands like Sleep and bands like Sun. You know, it's...
What about bands like Nirvana?
Absolutely. And, of course... Maybe the biggest influence on a little band called Nirvana, who you may or may not be familiar with.
George on the line with us from Bay Ridge. Hey, George.
Thanks for taking my call, guys. I'm not looking at the list. I'm at work. But how about Andy Gill of Gang of Four or Keith Levine from PIL? Are any of these guys on?
All right, so the post-punk movement. I'm going to come down on George's side. I think Andy Gill's from Gang of Four. Belongs on this list. Is he on it?
He is absolutely on this list. What number is he? You have the list in front of you?
I do not have the list in front of me. I'm being told from the office, from the studio, though, that he is 12.
12, so number 12.
Very highly.
Yeah, and in my opinion, maybe not even highly enough because, you know, Andy Gill, the way he would play against the rhythm was just unheard of. You know, the way he would just sort of stab at his guitar in a way that was funky and dissonant and... you know, sort of lived in its own world outside of what was going on in the rest of the song is just a really spiritually moving thing for me. And you can hear it in, you know, things like U2 and the Red Hot Chili Peppers. And
actually, now I am now remembering reading that in the list. And not only that, but you chose the song At Home He Feels Like a Tourist, where the it's like the skronkiest, most off-the-beat guitar playing I had ever heard when I first heard Gang of Four. So that, yeah, so he is at number 12 on the list. And there are lots of other calls and comments coming in. Why don't we check back in the control room? Joel Meyer, what else is coming in on the webpage?
Hey, John. Well, Patrick wants to know if Lou Reed made the top 100.
Absolutely.
All right. Okay. Now we've got a couple of other votes that I want to read for you. Karen, our listener, votes for a local hero, Mark Rebo. And Chaz votes for Omar Rodriguez Lopez from the Mars Volta.
Yeah. One of those is on. One is not.
That is correct. I mean, Mark Rebo, you know, is definitely local hero would be the absolute way to describe him. Like, I can catch him any night in the city and just be blown away by... you know, the exploratory nature of the way he treats a guitar.
And this from a guy who can play classical guitar and the most out there electric stuff and probably known to most of our listeners through his work with people like
Tom Waits. Yeah.
All right. What about, you alluded to this before, Skrillex was not the only DJ on the list.
That's correct.
So tell us about Jam Master Jay and why he is not only on but pretty high up your list.
Jam Master Jay of Run DMC is number 10 on our list of the 100 greatest guitarists. And, you know, if you listen to you know, the early lyrics of Run DMC, you know, it was, you know, our DJ rocks harder than all these bands. You know, rocking without a band. You know, it was all about pitting him against the traditional idea of what, you know, what you present your music with, which was, you know... which we take for granted now, but was, you know, wildly, you know, in, you know, different for 1983.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you listen to the way that he manipulates a guitar sound with his hand on the turntable. You know, there's beautiful audio of him at Live Aid manipulating sound in front of thousands and thousands of people who are there maybe to see Bon Jovi.
Well,
you know, and the way he manipulates a guitar, you know, you could hear it in Korn, you could hear it in
a host of other bands.
Hear it, Tom Morello from Rage Against the Machine.
But you hear it first in Run DMC with songs like It's Tricky.
To a house and bust her out, I had to leave real early. These girls are really sleazy. All they just say is please me. Or spend some time and rock a rhyme. I said it's not that easy.
Once upon a time, it was a guitar riff from The Knack, wasn't it?
Yeah, that's absolutely correct, from My Sharona. You know, this weekend I saw Gary Clark Jr. Play in Alabama, and he is a traditionally intense blues guitarist with, like, you know, Texas blues. You could tell he listened to a lot of Stevie Ray. And, you know, he was just wailing on all these solos. And then at one point during his set, he just starts scratching on his strings like he was a DJ.
All right. So what goes around comes around.
Absolutely.
The list is linked on our webpage, Spin's 100 Greatest Guitarists of All Time. Go to wnyc.org/soundcheck, see what some of our other listeners have been suggesting or saying about Spin's list. Some colorful language on the webpage today. And Chris Weingarten, the senior editor at Spin, has bravely been here with us in the studio on Soundcheck today. Chris, nice job.
Thank you very much. It was a treat.
This is Soundcheck.
You got it for yourself. Come on. Hey, hey. I feel all right. One time. Now you got it. Put it on.
At number 22 on the Spin list, Jimmy Nolan from James Brown's band. You're hearing him in the background. Still to come, indie pop band known as the Spinto Band joins us with guitars in hand. Live performance coming up next on Soundcheck. Soundcheck, I'm John Schaefer. The Spinto Band was formed back in the 90s by a group of high school friends who would get together and record some songs on a four-track cassette player in a Wilmington, Delaware basement. And they might have stayed in that basement if it wasn't for their 2006 song, Oh Mandy, which catapulted the band to indie pop fame. After spending several years constructing a proper studio, the band has just put out a summery pop album called Shy Pursuit. And the Spinto Band joins us in the studio to perform a few of those songs for us. This one is called The Living Things.
Still living thing.
All right, a live fade out. You don't hear that often on the show. That's a live performance from the Spinto Band on Soundcheck with The Living Things. Nick Krill singing and playing guitar. Sam Hughes playing keyboards. His brother Thomas Hughes playing the bass. Jeff Hobson behind the drum kit. And his brother Joe Hobson playing the lead guitar on that song called The Living Things. Nick, a little bit of, it sounded to me like the La Bamba chord progression there at one point in the song.
It's a beautiful progression.
It is. It's been used many times. But there is a kind of, not just a pop, but a maybe Afro-pop or Caribbean-inflected sound to a lot of this new record by the Spinto Band. Is that intentional?
Yeah, I guess I got pretty interested in, I started listening to some Cuban music a few years back, and then that led me through to digging through some, you know, Smithsonian Folkways tape recordings of old musicians from, you know, that area. So that certainly weaved its way in.
Mm-hmm. Now, the band has no lack of guitars and guitarists, and we spent the first half of the show talking about unsung guitar heroes and competing ideas of who great guitarists are. And, you know, Thomas, do you have a guitar hero?
Yeah, I think there's this one fellow by the name of Ronald Jones, who used to play guitar for the Flaming Lips for a brief period of time, and he was just pretty unbelievable in that he could make his guitar sound not like a guitar. And I think Nick can expand on this.
I just think it goes back to, he was one of those players that...
So he was your choice too?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
I mean, it was okay. In high school, that was my guy on a pedestal was Ronald Jones. It's just very...
What time period are we talking about here?
This is like 93. There's like Clouds Taste Metallic, and then what?
And has he done anything since?
I don't know.
Wow, so that's a really deep cut, guys. All right,
that list
he cut
was
me pretty deep too. Yeah.
Now it's been about 4 years since we last heard from you guys, at least on CD. Shy Pursuit has been out since May 1st, but it was a 4 year sort of hiatus there. What was going on? What took so long?
Oh well, we were touring a bunch, and we recorded the soundtrack for a documentary film. And
about what?
The film is about democracy on an island called Tinian, and it's called Biba.
An island called Tinian?
Yeah, it's in, you know, I guess it would be like the South Pacific. It was actually one of the islands, I believe, that like the Enola Gay took off from. So it's over in that area, and since World War II, it's kind of had, you know, United States sort of coaxing it into democracy. So it's a documentary following one of their elections a few years back.
And there's only about 800, like less than 900 people living in this island. So it's this macro democracy in action.
So that would have been what? Instrumental music, not songs like you're doing now.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
And in the interim, there's also been this recording studio that you guys have now finally put to use with the new record called Shy Pursuit. You want to play another song from it for us?
Sure.
All right. We're speaking with the Spinto Band, and this tune is called Take It, live on Soundcheck.
Off the record label.
got you covered. But it's something I don't ever take.
Take It is the name of the song. The band is out of Wilmington, Delaware. They're called the Spinto Band, and they are playing for us here in the Soundcheck studio today. Tonight, they'll be at the Rock Shop in Brooklyn at 8 p.m. in support of their new record called Shy Pursuit, which is the record you'll find Take It on when they're not playing it here in the studio. Once again, Nick Krill singing, Sam Hughes and Thomas Hughes on keyboard and bass, respectively. Thomas singing as well. Jeff Hobson drums. Joe Hobson played keyboard, switching back to guitar now. So there's two sets of brothers and then Nick.
That's correct.
And so two Hobsons, two Hughes, one Krill, no Spinto. Where does that band name come from?
The Spinto Band, yeah. Well, I mean, the Spinto Band is named after Roy Spinto, who's kind of, I guess, has been our guiding light since way back in those four-track days in the basement. He was a musician himself that had a really interesting body of work, lasted from, like, the 20s up till he died in the 80s. And so, you know, when we were little kids and first got our guitars, it kind of was the inspiration to start trying to make music. And then has sort of been the guiding light ever since.
Uh-huh. And is he family somehow?
He's so close to me, I can't even explain it. He's like, you know, he's family as anybody will ever be.
So were you guys aware that, you know, Spinto is also a kind of a classical music term?
Yeah, we found that out after the fact.
Oh, okay. All right.
But it seems appropriate. I think it means pushed or something like that. Or
well, it's kind of soprano.
Yeah.
Like a spinto soprano. Like Leontine Price was a spinto soprano. That was the kind of...
I'll try and get up there.
Yeah. All right. So how long have you guys been playing together?
Since about over 10 years now. We all, you know, got together in high school or middle school for some of us, and I can't count how many years exactly, but yeah, over 10 is what I'm telling people.
It was Good Friday 1998 when I first went over to their basement studio, and I had been sort of friends before that.
So that is the Hughes family basement that had the studio.
Yes.
Okay, that's where the Spinto Band got its start. Now they're here in the Soundcheck studio. Let's see if we can squeeze in another song. You want to do Muesli?
Yes, please.
Thank you. All right, the album's called Shy Pursuit. It's the Spinto Band on Soundcheck.
She thinks she sees me, where she thinks she sees me, spiders.
The Spinto Band and a tune called Muesli from their new album Shy Pursuit. Live performance here in the Soundcheck studio, and the band is playing tonight in Brooklyn at the Rock Shop at 8 p.m. So, guys, thank you so much for joining us. And
thanks,
you know,
for having us.
It was a great pleasure to have all these live guitars in the studio after talking about guitars for most of the show. In the background, now you guys both mentioned, Thomas, Nick, you mentioned Flaming Lips.
Oh, yeah, this is his,
so,
this is his era.
And this is the Ronald Jones era, although I don't know if this is actually Ronald playing on this song.
I believe it is.
Yeah.
Not the lead, anyway. This is She Don't Use Jelly, which was kind of a hit for Flaming Lips, but Ronald Jones era track from the band to wrap up Soundcheck today. Guys, again, thank you for being with us. And that's going to do it for Soundcheck today. Tomorrow, we're not quite done with guitars. As the story goes, blues guitarist Robert Johnson went down to the crossroads and sold his soul to the devil. Well, Radiolab's Jad Abumrad will join us tomorrow to talk about the truth behind the legend. And the truth is, as is so often the case, stranger than the fiction. Also tomorrow, the cast of the Tony-nominated Broadway production Once joins us for a live performance. Soundcheck's technical director is Irene Trudell. The program is produced by Greta Cohn and Katie Bishop, with Marlon Bishop, who, this just in, are related after all. Just kidding. No, they're not. Our senior producer is Joel Meyer. We had help today from George Wellington and Alex Abnos. I'm John Schaefer. Join us tomorrow for another Soundcheck. She likes her hair too.